The Mets get to work early in Queens on Tuesday. Bottom one, there are 2 men aboard for Neil Walker, who steps in against the shark, Jeff Samardzija.
Walker hits it out to left, coming on is Nunez, and it goes by him all the way back to the warning track. Rivera scores. Bruce will score. Racing for third is Walker, and the Mets have a 2-0 lead.
First pitch to Rivera, that's drilled in the air to deep center. Hernandez going back, way back to the track at the wall, reaches, can't get it. Reyes rounds third, he will score easily. Going to second and stopping there with a long double is Rene Rivera.
Rivera hits one out to left center field. Back in the gap goes Nunez. Near the wall, and it's off the fence on the fly. Conforto around third, he will score. TJ Rivera drives in a run. And Panic strikes out to end the inning. Strikeout number 4 for Wheeler, who has been in firm command tonight.
Wind in the 0-1 from Samardzija, cranked in the air, right center field. Hit a long way towards the 7-line army. It'll sail out of here! 6-1 New York.
And that would be your final from Citi Field. Zach Wheeler gets the win against the team that drafted him back in 2009. The Mets secure the series win. They've won 5 of 6. And the Giants place closer Mark Melanson on the 10-day DL with a mild right pronator strain. Despite dealing with injuries, the Mets secure their 4th straight series victory and get back to 500 at 16-16. Here's manager Terry Collins.
Terry, is this the best you've seen Zach so far?
Yeah, without a question. Velocity-wise, command-wise, this is a good game for him to pitch, and I was very, very impressed. I think he's, again, taking another giant step forward. So, I told him I just thought tonight, last start, he only threw 50 pitches, so I thought 95 was good enough for tonight, but he could have certainly gone back out and given us another one.
We've seen that velocity from him at times, but was it the command, not just of the fastball, but the off-speed stuff too tonight specifically that stood out?
Yeah. I mean, I thought his curveball was pretty good. And he hung the one to Buster, but other than that, I thought he made pretty good pitches with his off-speed stuff. And again, I think it's just a big step for him.
Jerry,
given the eventful afternoon you guys had, how valuable is that first inning 4 spot for you guys?
Yeah, it was huge, Jerry. I mean, there's been a lot of action around here, and to get off to jump out to a big start like that, I think kind of let everybody have a deep breath and didn't really just concentrate on the game.
Right here, Tony.
Terry, with the way TJ's been hitting, I know Lucas is at least getting closer. I mean, are you going to have a pretty tough decision on your hands when you're making out lineup cards when Lucas does come back?
Yeah, you're darn right. TJ, again, he did it to us last year when he came up, and all he kept doing was getting hits. And as we all know, due to some injuries, he ended up finding himself in the lineup in the playoffs. So he's doing exactly what you want, and he's dangerous at the plate. He's got some power. He puts a barrel of the bat on the ball, uses the whole field to hit. It's going to be tough to get him out of there.
How do you figure you might handle that?
I don't know. Lucas isn't here yet.
Anybody else? Mark in the back.
Terry, I know that you guys have been going through a bunch of stuff, but you guys are back at the 500 mark after a really tough stretch earlier, in April. So what does that – does that have any significance at all? I mean, I know it's not your end goal, but to get to that point again, is that –
Yeah, well, to get to the end goal, Mark, we had to get back to 500, especially with what happened with all the things that have occurred. No Duda, no Cess, Noah's out. We got a lot of pieces that are missing, and for these guys to continue to do what they do, it seems like year after year, and that's just grind it out game after game. They don't get too caught up in who's not here. They get caught up in, the job they have to do individually. And so that's why they're so much fun to be around. They just come out and play.
What are you expecting tomorrow out of Tommy, his first start in about our first appearance in about 10 days for anybody?
Yeah. I mean, Jerry, I think he's he's pitched long enough. He is what he is. He's going to change speeds. He's going to move the ball around the strike zone. Hopefully we give him some runs to work with and he relaxes. But I'm anxious to see him pitch because I haven't seen him pitch in a while. So, this park's kind of a good park for those kind of pitchers.
Go ahead.
You have a pretty decent sample size at this point. I mean, could you just assess how comfortable Michael has looked in the leadoff spot for you?
Yeah. I mean, it is really something that he just seems like he's a different hitter in that spot. You know, he looks like he's seeing the ball better. He's laying off some pitches that last year he swung at. He's not doing that this year. I've been very, very pleased. You know, is he the prototypical guy? No. But, you know, he's put a lot of runs up there instantly, and he did again tonight. And, you know, even though it was an add-on run, it ended up being a big run for us. So I just think he's done a good job, and I know that there's a day off coming here shortly because he's played all of a sudden. As I told him in spring training, there may be a time you walk in my office and I'm going to need a day off here. So just, you know, go about your job and keep your head up, and things will work out, and they have.
New York will go for the sweep of the Giants on Wednesday afternoon at Citi Field. Tommy Malone will make his Mets debut.